A better understanding of the mechanism involved in colorectal cancer development is necessary to improve strategies focused on reducing its incidence, prevalence, and mortality. Surgery, chemotherapy, and radiotherapy are the main strategies for treating colorectal cancer. The conventional chemotherapeutic agent utilized throughout the last four decades is 5-fluorouracil, notwithstanding its low efficiency as a single therapy. In contrast, combining 5-fluorouracil with leucovorin and oxaliplatin or irinotecan increases its efficiency. However, these treatments have limited and temporary solution and aggressive side effects. Additionally, most patients treated with these regimens develop drug resistance. The use of new strategies and methodologies involving the immune response has been suggested for colorectal cancer patients diagnosed in stage 3 and 4. Despite the critical advances in immunotherapy, we are still on the way to generating the expected impact of immune checkpoint inhibitors in colorectal cancer, with anti-PD-L1, PD-L2, PD-1, and CTLA-4 classical antibodies, because less than 25% of colorectal cancer patients displayed increased 5-year survival. New strategies such as single-cell multiomics, proteomics, genomics, flow cytometry, and massive sequencing for tumor microenvironment analysis are beginning to clarify the way forward. Thus, the individual mechanism involved in developing the colorectal cancer microenvironment, their causes and their consequences, need to be understood from a genetic and immunological perspective. Our review aims to underline the importance of the immune response during colorectal cancer. It also focuses on drugs that may modulate the immune response and show specific efficacy, contrasting the evidence that both classical and non-classical immunotherapy is the answer to generating effective treatments when it's combined with chemotherapeutic drugs.